This is the Friends of Mr. Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor, visiting with my good colleague Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch, the politics of the L.A. fires. When last we left, the President of the United States had conferred with the Governor of California about misinformation or disinformation, both words are used, being harmful to the firefighting underway. We also heard a report of the mayor, Karen Bass, standing shoulder to shoulder with the police chief, Ms. Crowley, who earlier on camera had said the leadership, presumably that means the mayor plus the governor, had failed the people of Los Angeles. There was a report that Ms. Crowley expected to be fired. She was not. She was shoulder to shoulder with the mayor. And then we had the matter of the whole political class of California is numb right now because of this overwhelming tragedy. But there are many voices to be heard from because California has powerful politicians. Nancy Pelosi, the former speaker, who's still a major force in the Democratic Party, and the new senator from California, very well known, Mr. Schiff. We've not heard from them. And then the vice president, Kamala Harris, and I understand the vice president's house is threatened in Brentwood, and there was a report, and perhaps it was taken back, that there were looters near the vice president's house. Let's start there, Jeff. What do we know about that looting report?
Well, I've seen multiple reports, including what appear to be photos of the suspects, and they were on her property there, and they were approached by the police and temporarily detained and let go for lack of evidence, there didn't seem to be much pointing to the fact them, you know, committing a crime, but it had all the hallmarks of one that could happen, and one that similar to ones we've seen throughout the county this week, as looters have moved into areas where fires had taken place or where people had been evacuated. So it's hard to tell whether this is a political reaction from LAPD saying, oh, it wasn't anything to worry about, we just told them to get on their way, or whether it was something bigger, part of this bigger trend of looters that have moved into areas where people have been evacuated from.
That's the Secret Service's territory as well. They have to be concerned about the threat to the vice president's possessions. However, we go now to the governor. Governor Newsom has been on the video that I've seen often these last several days. The one worth mentioning is in a podcast called Pod Save America, I believe, with a man named Favreau, who's a talented Democratic activist. The governor appeared to support Mayor Bass, but not entirely. It was a very mixed message. Asked, what do you say, something like, about the mayor being out of the country. The governor's answer was something, and I paraphrase, I don't know when she left. I don't know anything about it. I don't want to comment. Which isn't, Jeff, I would say that doesn't satisfy ringing endorsement. Would you agree?
Yeah, that does not qualify as a full-throated endorsement of Mayor Bass. And it's interesting because, you know, when she came aboard, you had everybody from former President Obama to our U.S. senators to Governor Newsom, you know, declaring that she was the best thing since sliced bread, and they were so happy. And now so few of them are coming to her defense, and really, as you point out, it's really not a defense. They're just kind of saying, well, we'll see what happens here. And I think a lot of it is they realize that she, if somebody's going to take the fall for this right now, she's going to be the one, or she's going to take the biggest political hit of them all. And so what you see is, you know, even with Gavin Newsom, I don't see Pelosi, who has long been his big cheerleader and fundraiser and all these other things, standing up for him. So I think she's still waiting to see what happens with him. As with some other important California politicos and national politicos, although, you know, you had Senator Schiff today on ABC this morning, you know, trying to deflect some of the blame from the leadership in L.A., but even he was kind of caught flat-footed when he said that, you know, there had been plenty of water there for everybody. The reservoirs were all full. So, you know, it's a strange political time. People are pointing fingers. And since it's a one-party state, one party is getting all the blame. even though they're trying to deflect some of it toward the incoming administration.
The mayor today, I didn't see anything unusual except this. On the front page of the New York Times online, there's an article about the mayor having made remarks during the campaign that she would not be an international traveler, that she, her concern now was going to be with Los Angeles, and the most she would travel would be Washington, New York, and any meetings in the country necessary for the mayor of the second largest city. The New York Times was stating the obvious, but then it made it very clear that there was no explanation for the mayor being in Ghana during this crisis. And then there's the question of when the mayor left, as the governor said, and what the warnings were beforehand. To your understanding now, Jeff, were the warnings over several hours, several days before? I think the first I knew of it being severe was Tuesday night. Were there warnings before Tuesday night of last week? That would be the night of the 7th.
From the official timetable I've seen, she knew about this, the high winds coming, before she left for Ghana, at least a couple days before she left for Ghana. And I believe she left on the 4th, maybe it was a little later. But on top of that, you know, she has a team who are dedicated to letting her know about possible problems like this, whether it's fires, floods, et cetera. So, you know, she bears responsibility if her team doesn't alert her to it. But everybody knew in L.A. that high winds were coming. Nobody, even though they said they were severe and they were going to be very high, I don't think anybody could ever know that they were going to be exactly as bad as they were. But people knew that this was going to be an extreme weather situation, that you know, all the ingredients were there for a big fire if it took off. So she's going to be hammered for that. There are a lot of things that she's being called out on, as you point out, whether she promised never to leave for international travel while she was in office, or the fact that this happened, you know, after we all knew that high winds were coming up, or that she had diverted money or cut money from the budget for the fire department. There's just a long grocery list that she's going to have to answer to in the postmortem of these fires.
And the fire department and the police department. And Los Angeles Police Department is much different than the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Office, correct, Jeff? These are two different organizations.
That's correct. The Sheriff's Department handles the unincorporated areas of the county, and they also do contract work for some of the smaller cities. And the LAPD covers the city of LA itself, and they do work together. They don't always work together well. That's been a constant battle over the years because there's money involved, there's jurisdiction and politics involved. They do work together well when they have big disasters like this where they have to, you know, join forces, just like the fire departments that come from all over do. But ahead of the game, it can sometimes be kind of iffy because of the politics.
Right now, there does not seem to be any particular issue with the policing power, although they do have the challenge of the looting. The number that I have is 20 people detained. That isn't a big number. But you say that they suspect that there's more going on that we can't know for a while.
That's right. They've said that they know there's more going on, and my understanding is the number of arrests has gone up. I think they said they are now arresting about 10 people a day. That's an estimate, That's light when you hear the different reports coming from everywhere. And, of course, some of that's amplified or wrong. That's what happens in crises. But we know that this is going on. People have been caught red-handed. But some of these arrests probably are also due to the strict curfews they've imposed on the fire areas. And if you don't have business there and you're inside the fire zone, they're just going to assume that you're a looter and you're going to be carted off to jail until things get cleared up later.
Finally, Jeff, is there any prospect of rain? Anybody mentioning?
Not really. That's really not been on anybody's tongues, you know, the whole week. Nobody's talking about it coming anytime soon. The earliest could be maybe, you know, in February, but that's just a guess.
Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.